replace control for guidance. That is the reflection of the day. I want to share with you a reflection that I'm going to have to do this in different parts because I have not been talking openly about what I went through with my daughter the last 2 years because she wasn't ready for me to talk about it, and I wanted her to allow me to tell the story when she was ready. And if you go back to my reflections, you will get to hear the pain that I've went through. And I would say, and I said it was somebody very close to me, somebody that I loved dearly. But I didn't share that it was my daughter because, again, it was her story to tell when she was ready, and she is ready. The reason I'm sharing this reflection is because I just dropped her off at her grandparents' house, and I got to see my daughter for the first time wear a mini skirt with this beautiful little body of her with makeup, looking so feminine, so beautiful. And I get to see the transformation that happened. It's been 3 years since my daughter has worn a skirt because she went through a cycle of depression, destruction, self-damage, very, very deep depression. And part of the experience brought her to a place where she wanted to wear clothes like a boy. She wanted to be a boy. And for me, that was extremely difficult. And I remember as she started to change even her, she wanted to be called they, them, then it was he. And I remember going through these changes with her. And one of the things that I had very clear is that my intention was to get my daughter to be healthy, for her soul to be saved, for me to be able to support her in the way that she needed my support, not the way that I needed it. And that was a huge lesson because as a parent, we feel that we have control over our kids. We don't have control. All we have is guidance. We have at the beginning when they're little, you have control. But when they're teenagers, you think you have control, you don't. And that's something that I was very clear that the things that my daughter went through, which I'll get to share someday with her, because we're going to be doing some conversations with my daughter, little podcast. The things that I went through with her, I know that I did not have control, that she was in control. And you cannot watch your child every second. You cannot prevent them from doing things that you know they're damaging for them, and they know. And all you can do is figure out a way to create communication with them where you are able to guide them, not control them, but guide them. And boy, did I learn that lesson. I learned so many lessons from this experience. And I remember getting the right therapist to help me, the right team to support her. And I read so many books, and I listened to so many podcasts, and I talked to so many people that had gone through similar experience. And one thing out of the many things that I learned is that I was not going to judge her. I was going to let her be. Let her find her way. Let her find herself and support her the way that she needed me to support her during this very challenging time for her. Very dark and uncertain time for her where she didn't know what she wanted to be. She didn't know who she was. And I remember telling her, this is so hard for me, I don't know how to parent a child that is going through a mental breakdown, because I've never experienced that. But I want you to know, that's what I told her, that whatever it is that you need from me, I am going to do, because for me, you are my priority. You are what matters, and it's your soul that matters. So I'm going to learn to accept the way that you're dressing. I am going to learn to call you whatever it is that you want me to call you, because I want you alive. I want you alive, and I want you to find the happiness that you need to find and that I want you to find for you. And I'm going to support what you need me to do. I want you to know that I'll make mistakes, and I will call you she, because I'm so used to calling you she. But I will call you he if this is what you want me, if this is what you need. I went to the point where even in school, she wanted to be called, her pronouns to be he. And I went to the school and I said, could you please change her pronouns? And I gave permission. Because to me, what mattered was that I wanted my daughter alive. That I wanted to support whatever it is that was giving her some sort of sense of control for herself, of comfort. And that I was not going to, get in the way, that I just wanted my daughter to be alive. And I did exactly that. I did not judge her. I loved her unconditionally. I gave her a space to be able to go into the dark and share the dark with me. I gave her my soul. And I told her, I'm in your brain. I'm in your mind. I'm in your heart. You're not alone. And we're going to get through this together. I'm going to make sure that you are going to be okay. You have my unconditional support, and I respect your feelings and I validate her feelings. I didn't tell her, you have everything in the world. Why do you feel this way? She would tell me, I have everything, but I feel so sad. And she had her own trauma. We pass along transgenerational trauma. She got some from me. She got some from her dad. And, she now is in the process, after going through a really dark time, of transforming herself. And the version that I'm seeing, whoa, it is, to me, it's one of the biggest transformations that I've had the privilege of seeing. And today I share this with you because I got to see my daughter wear a skirt for the first time in 3 years, and she is loving it. And she's reconnecting with her femininity, and she's reconnecting with her soul, and she's happy, and she's aware, and she is so self-aware. She understands herself. She's doing the work. She knows that there's more work to be done, that it's not a straight road, that we are going to go, down a low road at times, but we're there to pick each other up. And that is valuable. The connection that we have is so valuable. So for the parents that are listening to this, you do not have control over your child, especially your teenage child. You have the ability to give them guidance, to accept them, to embrace their changes in their exploration, to let them be. And remember that you went through it too. Now kids are going through it at another level. But one thing that I can tell you, that if you let them be, if you don't judge them, if you validate their feelings, if you respect their feelings, you will create a connection, that connection that you would dream of. And that dream could become a reality, because that's what I'm living. I'm living the dream of a connection with my 15-year-old daughter. That is the most beautiful connection that I could have ever imagined. I feel blessed And I wanted to share this with you. And you're going to hear more about this, because the journey of these past 3 years is something that I definitely want to share, because I know that I could help so many parents and so many children by the share of my daughter and I. And I intend to continue to do that. Let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.